Up next, Flora Lichtman is here with our video pick of the week. Hi, Flora.
Hey, Ira.
What do you got for us today?
This week we have a science demo that it's not new, I have to admit. It's actually over 200 years old.
Hope you were very careful with it.
But it's a classic.
Right.
And
it's one of your low-budget ones, right?
Right. This is another, I think, good science fair project for the recession type of project. And here's the premise. You have the high-tech way to do this is with a metal plate in a physics lab. You have a metal plate, and you shoot sound through it with a tone generator. And it's incredible. You put sand on top of this plate, and it's vibrating because of the sound. And as you sweep through these different frequencies, like magic, at a certain frequency, these beautiful patterns appear.
They look like flowers on the top. Oh, then they change as the frequencies change,
right?
That's
right. So certain frequencies are correspond with certain patterns. And, you know, of course, there's a math physics principle that goes with it that Dr. John Jacobson explains for us in this video. But, I mean, really, just visually, it's pretty amazing.
That's on the video pick of the week on sciencefriday.com. And you interviewed him, and you showed the video that he has.
So he's a mathematician at Harvey Mudd, and he said that whenever he does this demo, and he tries to, you know, he does it all the time, students just gravitate in to see it because you can't believe it. I mean, it looks like magic sound and then boom, pattern. And it corresponds with how the plate is vibrating, basically.
Right. When you get a pure sound, that's when the pattern jumps out, right?
Right. It's called a fundamental mode of vibration. And every object, even a molecule, has these sort of certain frequencies that vibrate it in this pure way.
Now, I used to see this done years ago with a bow, you know, like a bow from a cello or something.
Right. 200 years ago, that's what they did, too. They didn't have
a
tune generator.
That's why we had a tin can instead of a radio.
Right. So you can do it with a bow. And actually, you know, to do this the recession budget way, you can try it with a drum. And you can actually just pour sand sort of on top of a drum and then hit the drum in different places and see if you can see these lines of sand appear.
And if you had a speaker, could you pour the sand on a speaker and turn the sound into the speaker?
Yeah, I think
you could like a little cone and just vibrate on there.
Yeah.
You could try it.
Try it and let us know.
Try this at home because you're really not going to hurt anybody except messing the floor up a little bit, right?
Yeah, it could be a little bit messy.
And you have to I watched them continually pour more of that sandy stuff on.
You need a pretty good supply of sand. Salt works too, I hear.
Wow, this is exciting. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks.
Flora Lichtman with our video pick of the week. You can take a look at it at sciencefriday.com. It's up there in the left corner of the page. You can click on the page also, and it gets much bigger picture of it. That's about all the time we have for this hour. Our program is produced by Christopher Intagliata and senior producer Annette Heist. Charles Berkowitz is our director, and Flora is our producer for digital media. Laura Pelcher, our producer for science and the arts. Our intern is Shelley Du Bois. And out there at the controls is Manya today here in New York. We also had help in Second Life from Lynn Cullins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and the University of Denver. Our pick of the week is going to be up there. You're going to want to get this one. It's clean off your desk because it gets pretty sandy on it. At sciencefriday.com where we're podcasting and blogging. And also if you want to Twitter, we'll be Twittering all week at SciFry. That's at SCIFRI. And also, folks are still gathering in Second Life, and you can pick up your free T-shirt. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.